there, you're listening to the Truckee Tahoe Real Estate Review, sponsored by the Schaller family of Dixon Realty. I'm your host, Kane Schaller. Today being our first podcast, we're going to start at the very top. We're going to look at an overview of the market, both the Truckee and Lake Tahoe markets, to see where we are, where we're going, what trends we're seeing, those kind of things. So without further ado, let's start into it. There's been a lot of speculation in our market in terms of what will be happening with prices. Are we going to experience a hard landing after we experienced a very strong seller's market for the last couple of years? Certainly our inventory has grown. We're about double what our inventory was the same time last year. The time it takes to sell a home has increased for certain from about 30 days the same this time last year to 3 to 6 months, or even higher in some price ranges. Ran some statistics of what's been happening in the Truckee market over the last 3 months. We sold about 110 homes, which is 15% off of what we were last year. But our average home price has actually increased to $873. It's about 10% growth. We were about $792 last year, which is certainly a positive indicator. Now, in Lake Tahoe, for that same time period, their sales went from, for the last 90 days, 67 sales off from 77, so that's a little less. It's about a 13% decrease, but the median home price actually went up about 30% or so. There are some new developments in there that that are skewing those statistics up. But that being said, I mean, I think it certainly speaks to the demand of the area and that there are still people investing in the area. Of course, all the buyers are asking where the best deals are in our market, what the softest section of our market is. I guess the best answer to that question is where we have the absolute most standing inventory, and most standing inventory over previous years is going to be our lot market. Between the new developments that have come in from Grace Crossing, Old Greenwood, and of course the standing inventory that we normally have at this time, especially with with a couple of new projects just around the corner in the next couple of years, I think that poses the best opportunity for a good place for buyers to get in. Now, that being said, two counterpoints to that are that the prices have historically been very, very high in terms of having a good investment pencil out. And of course, the other thing to consider is as with any real estate transaction, the market is really made by a willing buyer and a willing seller. If the sellers just are simply not willing to come down, that's really where the prices are. What you have to realize about our market is it's almost all discretionary money. Most homes are second homes or third homes or fifth homes. We're not dealing with the same rules that would apply to a primary market where people tend to have to sell or they're really in a financial bind. Not that that doesn't happen, but it's very infrequent, and I really find the sellers don't have to be as negotiable as the buyers would like.
A real testament to that is that our list-to-sales price ratio has remained relatively close to where it was the last couple of years. Our list-to-sales price ratio right now is around 96 to 97%, meaning that the sellers are getting 96 to 97% of what they're asking for. One of the emerging trends in our market lately has been the shared ownership market, which is something that I would look to continue in the future. The profile of our shared ownership buyer is one of two at this point. Either people who don't have the money to invest. The minimum home price in the area right now is right around $400,000, and that's for a significant fixer-upper. So the shared ownership market has really opened up a section of the market that really didn't exist before for certain home buyers. And the other folks are the folks who may be able to spend several million dollars on a home, but just logistically say, I'm not going to use it that much, I'm only going to use it a couple of weeks a year, so why invest that much capital? And of course, the shared ownership market is great for developers and home builders and certain investors in the area, simply because you take, for instance, in Tahoe Donner, take a home that would normally sell for between $400 and $425 a square foot. You take that same home, fractionalize the ownership into 1/6, 1/7 ownership, and then sell it. That person is now making about $600 to $700 a square foot for that home. So it's become a tremendous investment strategy for several of our clients as well as other folks around the area. The two factors that are really most affecting our market right now are certainly interest rates, as they affect any market, but there is some concern about gas prices, and there is a lot of speculation that because the price of gas has gotten so high that people will stop coming up to this area, stop driving so much, which I think is true to a certain extent. I think more of the concern is not so much that the people who come up here can't afford it, so much as a pinch in the economy between the interest rates and the gas prices, and certainly concerns of what may happen with inflation in the near future, or you know whether that will have a huge impact. In light of the gas debates or the gas concerns, I actually just read an article in The Economist, I believe it was last week, that said that the average gas price was going to drop from about $2.85 to $2.71 over the course of the summer, which obviously would be nice for everybody and most likely ease some of the concerns of some of the naysayers in our market in terms of what will be happening and where we will be going. I think there's also a lot of my clients are getting advice from their financial advisors to just hold off for a couple of months and see what happens in our market. Now, obviously, not everyone's taking that advice, but I think there's a certain section of people that are on the fence. And I think that between a large section of buyers and a large section of sellers, there's sort of a little game of chicken going on of seeing who will blink first. The sellers saying, you know, I'm not going to have to reduce my price. And the buyers saying, well, I'm not going to buy until you do. We have seen this sort of behavior before in the last 4 years, certainly not to this extent, but where the buyers had finally said, all right, we'll finally start buying again because there was so much demand for the area and the sellers kind of got their way. Will that happen again? Hard to say. I think that there's a lot of indications that it will. I think that with the slide in the stock market and the increase in the bond market, which causes the interest rates to go down, I see that I can see a lot of buyers who would now buy because the interest rates are down a little bit and kind of last chance to get in sort of mentality. So I guess the real question is now a good time to buy if you're looking in the Truckee Tahoe market? The answer to that, I think, would be, yeah, I think it's a fine time to buy. You certainly have some time to sit and look and take your time, as opposed to the last couple of years where it's been very much a situation of if you see something, you may have to write an offer before you even get a chance to view the home to take a look at it. I don't see prices going down at this point. At least the trends are not really showing us that. So, I mean, the best advice I can give any buyer is if you find something you like, you know, now is a fine time to buy. Best to get in now until the market, you know, before the market turns again and we start having another seller's market. And of course, the last real question is it a good time to sell? Should I consider putting my home on the market if I'd like to cash some money out? And I think the best answer to that is yeah, it's not a bad time to sell. There's still plenty of sales happening in the market as we've seen. There's not the prices have not really come down, and there have been less sales, but not dramatically so. I mean, it's a little slower market for sure, but there are still plenty of sales happening in the market. The one concern that you know I would have is that you just want to pay attention to how you're pricing your home. I mean, that you know that is obviously, you know, in a market where everything's selling with multiple offers, not as much of a concern. Even if it waits a week to sell, it'll still sell. Now you have to price your home reasonably within the market. I mean, the comps will show you what you know where it needs to be, but you just need to listen to those. So that's really all we have for the first show. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And this is intended to be a consumer driven show. So if you have questions, concerns, thoughts, information, something you'd like more information on, feel free to send me an email at Kane, Kane, at Schallers, Schallers.net. And if you'd like more information on the real estate market, feel free to give us a call. You can reach me at 530-550-5009 or Lil at L-I-L at Schallers.net or 530-550-5009. So thank you very much again. My name is Kane Schaller with the Schaller family at Dixon Realty, and good luck out there in the market. Mm-hmm.